got my third microcell. They finally sent it to me.
You've gone through three?
This is the third one. And I got it. Now guess what? This one did very well. This is the positive. Guys, this is all about balance, guys. We're not going to totally bash them forever. This is the positive portion of the show.
But Bobby's nice.
This microcell lasted a long time. You know, because what, we're in 2012 now, and this, we're talking 2010 a second ago.
Yep.
It lasted a while, about a year probably-ish. I don't know, maybe a little less. I totally forgot about it. All those memories of calling them, wasting my time, and them griping because it was out of warranty, saying they're not. But they sent it to me. They mailed it to me, and I had to mail it back to them. It worked.
Yeah.
And then one day I came in, and guess what? There's a red light on it. And on the instruction manual, when it goes red, it's dead.
I have an idea. Try okay. This. Go get a wire hanger. Okay. Jam it down into the top of this tower. Okay, and then just kind of tack it down to the roof.
Bunny ear it.
Yes.
Old school bunny ear it.
Old school bunny ear.
You know, the only thing about that, then it would void it, and then they wouldn't give me another
void
one.
What?
Because they said if I send it to them and it's
your
and they look at it, it's been damaged in any way. Yeah, well, I should. But then again, then I'd be out.
You know what you should do, Bobby? First, we want you to unplug it. Count to 15. I'm like, lady, I have unplugged this.
Yeah.
Four times,
yeah.
I just beeped myself. Did y'all notice that?
Yeah,
I saw that. I beeped the MF word. Good. That was pretty good, wasn't
that was
it?
Yeah. Good.
That was good.
No, you know what? If she next time that happens and she says, count to 15, she's like,
one.
Will you count with me?
Yeah. In Spanish.
Will you count?
I'll do English. You do Spanish.
Count to 15. Ask
honey,
them,
honey, come here. You do French.
Ask them if they can do that, if they can ad-lib that, or they had to read the script. One, two, what was that one? That's a squishy one. Three looks like a sideways butt. Anyway, let me. I'm gonna finish this real quick. I'm gonna speed through the rest of this because the rest of the story you kind of already know where I'm going with it. I was on the phone with them and I got back on there, but I was calmed down because it took a while because it was and I was like, okay, I went through the steps again, blah blah. And then I was like, it's a red light. Well, they told me to reset it. Well, I read online that you never put the little pin in and reset the things because it just kills it. But I did it because they told me to do it. And then the thing died, and then pretty much wouldn't even connect then. And they were like, well, we'll send you another one. And then they sent me one. It arrived within 24 hours. I couldn't believe that. That was another positive thing about AT&T. Not many of them, so, you know.
Take what you can get.
But it was a positive AT&T. Thing. And then I get it, and then I couldn't activate it online because their website had a glitch in it. So I couldn't, the Microsoft, they said the Microsoft had a glitch in it. The new one, the fourth one they sent me. This is number four. This is the one I have now. This is the one that's sitting over there about 20 feet from me right now that I just want to take a shotgun and just, or
breathe.
BB gun.
Breathe, Bebop.
Breathe, Bebop. Anyway, to finish the story, you know, they sent me that one. It didn't work. Finally, it took me another week, though, but I finally got it working, and it worked. And this was about 3 weeks ago. Guess what happened today?
Oh, it made it 3 weeks.
The red light of death. This is like the Xbox.
The red light of death.
Yeah, the red light of death. And then I got on the phone one other day, spent, and I've got notes this time. I memorized everything last time, but this time I'm so frustrated because this is the fifth time I've dealt with this. So guess what? I've got notes. I talked to this guy named Michael Cumming. Michael Cumming. And I've got notes, sat on the phone for 2 hours today when I could have been working because I'm a struggling businessman. I'm trying to make my business work. But no, rather I'm going to be on the phone with a corporation like AT&T for 2 hours so they can tell me what the last four people have told me. And then I forgot to tell, okay, they said they can't help me. That they can only get the one five. And then, okay, no. Let me go back. Talk to Michael Cumming, sat on the phone for 2 hours with him. And then he said, well, it looks like it's in the process of activating. I was like, yeah, because I tried to do everything I could because I'm an expert on this. I don't want to call you guys. I'm sorry. I do not like calling you guys.
Should pay you and let other people call you.
Thank you. I need to be the microcell expert because I can call people and tell them it's a piece of crap. Tell them you want a refund or you want it back. But anyway, I call. Okay, and this is another thing. Now, my microcell isn't working, okay? Scenario, my microcell isn't working. That means my phone is not working, right?
Yeah.
Because the microcell is not working. So I'm inside my building, and the phone's not working.
So you can't even call them.
Well, I'm calling my landline. I'm on my landline. Okay. And they're like, well, I'll call you back in 30 minutes because it's got to wait to activate. Because it's going to tell us an error message if it doesn't, if it doesn't, what's the word? Say in the process of activating, so they can't do nothing. So they're going to call back in 30 minutes. And I'm sitting here thinking, so I have to sit here for 30 minutes and wait for you to call me back? That I'm wasting my time? But anyway, I was like, okay, I expect that by now. And they asked me to call it, can we call you back on cell phone? I was like, well, obviously you can't because my phone's not working because I don't have a microcell. And then they were like, okay, well, what's the other number? And I gave him my number to the gym. And they, and if anybody wants to do martial arts lessons, it's 706-776-8571. Just giving you out there. And I gave him that number. And I told him to call me. Call me. And he said, call me 30 minutes. Well, 50 minutes later.
50?
50 minutes later. He calls me on my cell phone. No one, and I can't answer, and I couldn't answer it. No, it showed up, like, you know, it started ringing, but had no bars. Or had one bar.
I'll surprise him. I'll call him, because it's working now. I'll surprise him.
Surprise!
Yeah. Your phone does
but,
yeah, work.
But it was still activating online. It was still activating. But anyway, April he called fools. Me. I didn't answer because I couldn't. And I was like, okay, he's going to call my regular phone next. I waited another 20 minutes, and he still didn't call. He just calls my cell phone, and that's it. So I'm pissed at this point. So I get on the phone, and I've got... And I get somebody new this time. After I waited 10 minutes this time.
What's the new person's name?
Tanya Kobe. And then I was on the phone this time. It was 2 hours for Mike. Tanya was on the phone for 44 minutes and 28 seconds.
He has it down to the second.
Yeah, I have it down to the second. And I even got my confirmation. And, of course, they did the exact same thing the other four have done. They've opened up a case number and they sent it up. Because they can't. Because he even basically told me, I can't help you because I can only do the basic things. And I'm like, I did all the basic things. So y'all just need to just put me in charge of the top dog automatically. Y'all don't need to waste my time because I'm wasting my time on the phone. That's why I was only on the phone for 44 minutes because I finally just kept telling her. She's like, I need you to unplug it. Before she could even say it, I was like, yeah, I need to unplug it. Wait, you know, however long and then plug it back in, right? She's like, yeah, or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I've done that already. And the same thing happened again. And they're like, well, it's showing that it hadn't even locked on the GPS. Well, it's showing it on the microcell that it's locked on the GPS, and that's showing a red light. And when it's a red light, y'all usually send me another one. So why don't y'all just send me another one? Save me the trouble. Just send me another one. Just send it to me.
They should send you a case of them to get you 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. That would get me through.
And I want to tell you something. We're on bad customer service.
Yes.
This is what they should do, and the reason I said they should send you a case of them. I break OtterBoxes. Not the boxes around my phone, not the armor part, but the clip. The clips are made cheap. If you've ever gotten an OtterBox, the clip is cheap. It's just plastic, and it breaks. I sit down. My fat butt sits down in a chair. The phone hits the arm of the chair, and it breaks the clip. So I called. I got a new phone for Christmas. I called 2 weeks later and said, hey, I broke a clip. OtterBox says, no problem, Mr. Eller. We're going to send you another OtterBox. Not another clip, guys. An entire $50 OtterBox, brand new in the box. That lasted to March. I broke another one.
Mm-hmm.
I call them. They said, no problem, Mr. Eller. We're going to send you another brand new OtterBox. I broke it again 6 weeks later. And do you know what the girl did? She said, you know what, Mr. Eller? I wish we could just send you some clips, but we don't have them. I'm going to send you not one. Two brand new $50 OtterBoxes because that's how they do customer service.
Exactly.
AT&T needs to take a lesson from OtterBox. And if you've got a phone and they make an OtterBox for it, guys, it's worth the money.
I'm at the point, like I said earlier, I'm 32 years old now. I've been with AT&T. I've had a cell phone for half of my life now. Half my life. 16 is when I got my first cell phone. And for all you people that are 8 years old or parents that have a kid that's 9 years old with a cell phone, shame on you. They might need one of those emergency cell phones, but they don't need no iPhone.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was 31 years old.
Exactly. And I was 16, and I thought, wow, you know, I was young. I thought I was young. And the only reason is because my mom wanted me to have one because I started driving. So she gave me the big fat Fujitsu. I'm telling you, the big fat one.
Of course, when I was in 16, the cell phones were like those big boxes. You know, it looked like the military phone thing. Yeah. But they didn't have them, but I wasn't going to have one. Yeah, the bag phone.
My mom had one. That thing, I was like, this is an event right there because she never used it. It had the big antenna on the back.
And it was like $800 a minute or something crazy. Yeah, ridiculous. Shoot.
There was no plans. There was all by the minute, 50 cent a minute. But I got it when I was 16. They were Bell South back then. And I don't think there were really any cell phone companies around. There was no Verizon. Nope, there was no well, there was Sprint, but I don't think there was no cell phone Sprint or anything like that. Yeah. It was Bell South. I, you know, and I've upgraded and I've kept with Bell South. I had a Motorola one that I went 4 years with AT&T, or it was Singular at the time. When they made Singular, I stayed there for 4 years. I had my stretch where I didn't want a new phone or I couldn't afford one. Let's just put it that way. I had this cool phone. It was the very first Bluetooth phone that came out because I thought I was cool because I had the Bluetooth headset. Yeah. Nobody else did. Now every douche on the block has one in their ear, and it's
because they sell them at Big Lots for $4.99.
Exactly. So they So anyway, to make a very, very long story short, I've been with AT&T for a long time when they were Bell South, and they were bought out by Singular, and they stayed Singular till 2008, 2009. Because I know they were when the iPhone first came out. That was when I finally upgraded when the iPhone thing came out, because I thought, man, that's a cool phone. It was a cool phone. The first generation, it had a lot of butt compared to now. The first generation is like a dinosaur, but it was cool for the time.
Exactly.
And then they went to AT&T. I've been with them for a long time. You know how many times I've been late on my bill?
Zero.
Never.
Never.
Back when my bill was $40 when it started.
Wouldn't you like to know
bucks.
Exactly how much money you've paid them the whole time?
I think we should calculate
it. And be able to throw that number at them next time you call
them? I think
them.
We should calculate it up, because I think I could take the lowest amount I've ever paid and just times it by 16 years.
Yeah.
Because I've never not paid a cell phone payment. And I think that I've paid them a crap ton of money. You know, and like I said, and I've always renewed my contract. I was with them. I always paid my bill, and I wasn't even under contract at the time, and I paid my bill. So, you know, so the moral of the story is
AT&T stinks.
Well, that, but they need to give me something.
That's not really a moral, though.
They need to give me something. They need to give me some kind of incentive.
Dude, I swear. You remember when I moved and had the problem with Windstream? They didn't give me anything immediately, but on my next bill, I got a $50 credit.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice.
AT&T needs to credit me 3-4 months.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Because it makes me so mad. Like, I went through, you know, the $150. First of all, the $150, they need to refund me that I paid for that stupid microcell. Because I've, you know what I heard? I heard they're giving those microcells away now because they're so crappy. They're giving them away to people to beg people to stay with their service. Oh, hey, here you go. We got crappy service, but we're going to give you something that's going to give you a little bit better service. And we usually charge for this, but we're going to give it to you for free because we're such a great company.
But it's going to break in 3 weeks.
But they don't tell you that, of course. Yeah. But if they talk to Bobby Popham or
we're going to tell them that.
Yeah, and I think everybody needs to listen. I want to know. Everybody listen to this right now. Here you go. I want to know how many people have AT&T, and then I want to know, and then for those people that have AT&T, do you like the service or not? Because if you do, I want to know why. I want to know.
To have a living in the sham. We need to get together, so maybe over at Lou's, live in a sham, and get people come by and sign a petition. And get as many positions from Habersham County signed.
Yes.
And take it down, drive it down to the AT&T office and go,
mm-hmm.
We're all going to switch to Verizon if you don't fix this.